The next item that we have on the agenda is the draft legislative recommendations 2021. And we have Dwayne Pugh and Amy Pike from the Office of Congressional Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs to here to discuss the matter. So, Mr. Pugh, please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And good morning, commissioners. Before you today are 14 draft legislative recommendations for 2021 listed in agenda document number 21-24A. Developing these recommendations started with potential topics suggested by FEC staff and commissioners, and it provided an opportunity for commissioner input and direction early in the process. The commission has not approved legislative recommendations since December 2018. The 11 recommendations approved then are again before the commission today, with some changes to some of those, plus three more that were not part of the 2018 package. One of those is to make the administrative fine program permanent. In 2018, the Congress had just acted on previous commission legislative recommendations by passing the sixth extension of that program, so the commission did not renew this recommendation at that particular time. In addition, we have two new recommendations. One concerns disclosure related to recurring contributions, and the other would provide the commission with some additional time to set reporting deadlines related to special elections, which was a suggestion from FEC staff, by the way. Commissioner Weintraub also circulated agenda document 2124A1 on legislative recommendations as well. Once the commission has approved legislative recommendations, we will provide them to the administration and to Congress. I'd like to thank the chair for making this project a priority for the commission consideration early in the year. I'd also like to thank all the commissioners and, as always, my colleagues for their contributions to this document. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pugh. Are there any questions for council? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'd like to, first of all, apologize to my colleagues for throwing a new iteration of this at them last night at the last minute. I had been, I knew all along, and I think my colleagues knew, that I was not prepared to support everything that was on the original draft. And I was originally planning on making a motion that would say, you know, move to approve this document except for blah, blah, blah. And then I decided it would actually be simpler to just create the thing that that I would be prepared to support, which is there's nothing new. There's absolutely nothing new in my document. It just deletes a couple of things that that I couldn't support. I'd be happy to go into detail if anybody would find that helpful as to why I made the deletions that I did. But the document that I sent around, with the exception of a couple of small deletions, is identical to the document that Mr. Pugh and his fine staff put together for us. I want to thank the staff for all their hard work on this, and thank the staff that managed to get my document up on the website last night, which was a pretty impressive turnaround. I'm hoping that we can have a unanimous decision on the LegRex. I think that would send a nice message. And I think there's a lot of good stuff in this package. There are some oldies but goodies, like the recommendation that that Congress expand the personal use restrictions to all political committees. That's a suggestion that previous commissions have been unanimous on, and I hope that this commission will continue to be unanimous on. And then, as Mr. Dwayne pointed out, some new suggestions, such as making sure that when donors are making recurring contributions, that they understand what they're doing and they're making those contributions knowingly and voluntarily. And if they change their minds, they can get out of it. So I think it's a good package, and I'm prepared to move adoption at the appropriate time of agenda document 24-24A1, and I hope to get my colleague's support on that.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub.
Madam Chair.
If I may, Vice Chair, and I want to say thank you to the entire commission for working together to move this forward. I did express that this was a priority of mine, knowing that we have not had an opportunity to put these out, although it was not for a lack of effort amongst all the commissioners at the time. So I do want to say thank you to the group that's on the screen now. It is Public Service Recognition Week, so that's my opportunity to say thank you to all of you. But before we do close today, I will be taking the opportunity to say thank you publicly to our staff. But thank you to the vice chair specifically, because there were a lot of negotiations and conversations between the two of us. And it's always helpful when you can reach across. So excuse me for interrupting, vice chair, but please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I share all of that, and my thanks to the commissioners who made their objections known before documents were publicly circulated. I would move the adoption of agenda document 21-24-K1.
Excuse me, I didn't realize I was muted. The vice chair is moved. Is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll call the question. All in favor, please say aye.
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 The motion passes 6-0. It was adopted, 6-0. I did say before we go to that magic question, thank you, Mr. Pugh, for all your efforts on this. It is Public Service Recognition Week, and behind closed doors, the commission has made full efforts to recognize every staff division when they've had an opportunity to speak in front of a closed meeting. But I think I'm going to pull up some of my grandmother. We've all heard this phrase, you praise in public and chastise in private. And that might be a good old Southern phrase that no one's heard before. So if you haven't, then welcome to my world. But I think it's also important to let people know how much you appreciate them, not just inside the halls, but outside. We are all joined together, finally having a quorum after years of not having a full complement of six commissioners. And we're all different people. We all have different ideas and bring different nuances to the job. But I think one thing that we truly all agree on is an appreciation for the hard work that our staff does and how they have managed to keep this ship going and moving forward despite the lack of a quorum and a backlog of work, and they have all pushed through diligently. So I do want to take the opportunity to say thank you publicly to them. And I want to speak on behalf of the commission, but I also want you, if you would like to unmute and say that, feel free to do so. It never hurts for people to know how much they're appreciated. So before we close this out, if any commissioner would like to express their own sentiments, please do.
Madam Chair.
Vice Chair.
As unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I think it does make some sense to have the Republican vice chair join you unanimously on this matter as well. The staff has already seen my words in print. I meant every one of them. I know that my colleagues, both with and without a partisan affiliations, agree with every word that the chair and I have said throughout all of this. And I think that it's especially appropriate that we're saying this at the end of a meeting where there have been not one, but two processes that were very much staff driven, where the six of us are well aware of how comparatively seamlessly the processes went. And that may not be something the public necessarily sees, but I think it does reflect greatly on the quiet dedication of the staff in this building. And so, yeah, my thanks as well, with my own gloss, though obviously echoing the chair.
So thank you. I apologize for putting you on the spot, Vice Chair. And you say you're not used to public speaking, but you do it very well. So again, thank you to our staff. I will now turn to the question that I'm sure all of you have been waiting for. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Well, thank you very much. This meeting stands adjourned.